Day 229, or August the 17th. You can't decide for others. Our thoughts today come from Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, that's Jerusalem, they could save only themselves by their righteousness, declares the Sovereign Lord. Another big picture surrounding this verse. Ezekiel continues to faithfully relate God's message to his people. In particular, he condemns the false prophets of his day who were denying what Ezekiel was saying and giving false hope that judgment wouldn't come. Ezekiel was just scaremongering, many of them were saying. In these days of controversy over the ministry of women in the church, it's interesting that prophets in Ezekiel's day included women as well as men. Bearing in mind how male-centered ancient times were, this is worthy of a thought in the 21st century. And now today's action step. You have surely heard it said that God has no grandchildren. He only has children. If you ever try to trace your family history, one of the most visited websites is the one sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or as they're better known, the Mormons. Their official website enables you to check more than 750 million records as you search through your ancestors. Have you ever wondered why they keep such records? Mormons believe that even the dead can be baptized into the Mormon faith, and therefore many zealous believers trace all their ancestors and bring them into what they believe is the only true faith. That means I have probably been brought into the Mormon Church, and so have you. Of course, it means nothing to me because I haven't made the decision myself. Ezekiel challenges his listeners by telling them that even if some of the greatest men in Judaism lived in their city, it would not survive simply because of them. They can only save themselves. You are responsible for yourself. So consider it now and re-listen to day 21. This may help you further.